The year was 1917, and it was the third year of the First World War. Most of the fighting took place near the single-pair trenches that stretched from the Swiss border to the English Channel. In most battles, casualties were heavy and little was gained. However, during the Battle of Arras, the Allies made their first gain since 1914.
Vimy Ridge was a key part in the German lines, and it was one of the most heavily defended areas on the Western Front. French and British had tried to take it, but to no success, located in the Pas-de-Calais department in northern France.
Late in 1916, Allied commanders decided to launch an offensive using Canadian troops to capture the ridge. It was planned by General Curry and General Julian H.G. Byng. The attack force would be composed of four Canadian divisions and one British division.
Planning for the attack was paramount. No one could repeat of the past, especially Julian Byng. He suggested the use of a moving barrage followed by the men. He made the men train and train until they were ready to follow the barrage and storm the trenches.
1 week before the attack, the Canadians launched the largest bombardment against German positions in Vimy Ridge. Over 983 artillery pieces were used, and they fired a total of 250,000 shells, saturating the field.
On April 9, 1917, 30,000 Canadian troops began their attack on Vimy Ridge. All the planning and practice was useful, and the troops followed the creeping barrage to their objectives. After less than 2 hours, three of the four Canadian divisions captured their objectives. By April 12, the Canadians controlled the entire ridge, and the battle was over.
Even though the attack was an incredible success, it only had limited strategic significance. The British and Australian attack to the south of the ridge failed, and the Canadian success would not be exploited. It relieved the city of Arras from attack and demoralized Germans, but did not provide the knockout punch for the First World War.
However, this battle was the first Allied victory in a year and a half. The entire ridge was taken, and 40,000 German prisoners was taken. The cost included 3,595 killed and 7,104 wounded.
Moreover, Vimy Ridge will forever be remembered as the most successful attack during the static years of the First World War. Even though the ridge lost its strategic value, it shaped our nation to what it is today.
After the battle, Prime Minister Robert Borden issued conscription, and that divided the English and French population. Before this event, the two cultures were not close, but they were not at each other's throats. After conscription, the English and French population would never be united as before, and this would give rise to Quebec nationalism.
Also, as a result of the battle, our nation was granted greater autonomy, and now Canada had control over its own foreign policy. Canada no longer relied on the British for aid in most matters. Excluding all that, Vimy should be remembered for its incredible success and for the number of lives sacrificed.